getting the flu is at best unpleasant. At worst, it can kill you. The Centers for Disease Control report Georgia is one of 7 states reporting widespread flu activity this year. In Metro Atlanta, 47 people have been hospitalized for influenza-associated conditions. That's about double the number by this time last year. The CDC recommends nearly everyone above the age of 6 months get an influenza vaccination. But people still seem to have questions about what these shots are, how they work, and if they're safe. The term flu shot is heard and used all the time, but not all that well understood. And that means it's time to break it down. Many people don't take flu all that seriously these days. They might be more worried about Ebola or Zika, but influenza is deadly.
You're worried about Ebola. There are 200,000 people a year who go to the hospital, 30,000 who die a year from the virus causing the flu.
Before we had vaccines, its victims died by the millions, literally. The epidemic against which all others are measured struck in 1918. The Spanish influenza epidemic killed some 40 million people all over the world. When it first cropped up in Kansas, people thought it was just another flu.
This is fine. I'm okay with the events that are unfolding currently. That's okay. Things are gonna be okay.
But it wasn't. People's lungs would fill with fluid. They often choked to death, sometimes in just one day's time. Some experts say more soldiers died from flu during World War I than from combat.
Oh, God!
Doctors tried many methods to save their patients. Only one worked at all, a blood transfusion from someone who had had influenza and recovered. That basically describes a vaccine. People used to think flu was caused by bacteria, but in 1933, researchers discovered the flu is actually caused by virus types A, B, and sometimes C. Since it's caused by a virus, it can be prevented by a vaccine. And so the race to develop one began.
Wait. So it's like a race?
What are the rules?
There's only one rule. Are you ready?
There are no rules. Go!
A group of researchers at Vanderbilt University was able to grow the virus in chicken eggs. And in 1933, another team created the very first experimental influenza vaccine. One of the members of that team was Jonas Salk, the man who developed the oral polio vaccine. Salk was a lifelong proponent of mandatory vaccinations and a dedicated public servant. When he was asked who owned the patent for his polio vaccine, he answered, quote, "There is no patent. Could you patent the sun?" End quote. The Superman of his time, Jonas Salk, was in his last year of medical school when he worked on the influenza vaccine. Not long after, it was administered to thousands of soldiers fighting in World War II, and it was the military that led to mass immunizations decades later. An outbreak of swine flu at Fort Dix in New Jersey prompted President Ford to spur an effort to vaccinate the entire country against influenza.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919. That resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
There is no cure for influenza. It's mostly transmitted through the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes.
My head.
The flu shot is the only vaccination that changes every year. It has to. The flu virus mutates constantly, and scientists have to adapt. Getting one flu shot won't inoculate you forever. What's more, the flu shot is really an educated guess. Scientists at the World Health Organization identify 3 strains of flu most likely to circulate during flu season. And for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, they make that decision in February, months before flu season starts. Sometimes they guess wrong, and as a result, the flu shot is less effective. But on average, The flu shot is effective nearly 70% of the time, and it's one of the safest vaccinations available.
Looking good, Billy Ray!
Feeling good, Lewis!
Now, there can be complications and sometimes allergic reactions, but they're really rare. The CDC recommends that almost everyone over the age of 6 months get vaccinated for influenza. Now, if you're one of those who tends to skip the shot, remember this. From 12,000 to 56,000 people die every year from causes associated with influenza. So, pardon the pun, but the flu is nothing to sniff at. We are not experts in influenza or vaccines, so we brought one in. Dr. Robert A. Bednarczyk is a professor of global health at Emory University's Rollins School of Public Health. Did we get that all right?
Yes, that all sounded very good. As you mentioned, influenza vaccine is the best way that we have to try to prevent influenza, which does cause a large number of diseases and deaths every year.
Okay, so let me repeat back what a friend of mine, a very smart, educated friend, said when I asked her if she'd gotten her flu shot. She said, "The last time I got a flu shot, I experienced the most severe case of flu I've ever had in my life." And I hear versions of that. You must hear that all the time. People believe that the flu shot either doesn't help them or actually causes the flu. Is that possible?
It is not possible. And that's one of the most common myths that we hear all the time is that people believe that getting the flu shot will give them the flu. The big problem is that when we give the influenza vaccine over the course of the influenza season, that's not the only disease that's circulating. And there's a lot of other viruses that can cause other similar types of illness that are happening at that same time. And there have been a number of studies that have shown that, individuals who feel like they had gotten influenza after the vaccine, in some cases are actually contracting other viruses with similar types of symptoms.
Why can't we, I read off the range of deaths that experts say are associated with flu, but it's huge. It's tens of thousands of difference between the minimum and the maximum. Why can't we get a more exact number of severe illnesses and deaths that are caused or influenced by the flu?
Well, sometimes it's difficult because not everyone is going to go to the doctor every time that they have flu-like symptoms. A lot of people try to just take care of it at home and try to ride it out. But when we have those severe cases of disease where individuals are going to the doctor or they're going to the hospital, those are being captured. So we're missing some of the people who aren't actually showing up for medical care. So sometimes it's difficult to get those good estimates of just how many people are sick.
And another complaint that you hear all the time is that sometimes they guess wrong, right? That the World Health Organization is not correct in which flu strains will be predominant, and therefore you can get the flu shot and still get the flu. Why does that happen?
So it takes a while to actually produce the influenza vaccine. As you had mentioned, they make the choices of what vaccine types are going to be contained in the vaccine in February because it takes that amount of time to grow the virus, to inactivate it, to actually produce the vaccine, put it in the syringes and the vials. So that process takes many months. So we have to look at what we know in terms of influenza strains that are circulating at that time. And sometimes that guess can be a little bit wrong. It's less a guess as it is really a good estimate. But even in the 2013-2014 influenza season, there was a change in the strain that was circulating. So our best estimate proved to be wrong. And that was a year that the influenza vaccine did not work as well as we would have hoped.
Is there still a purpose in getting the flu shot, even if it's going to be a wrong guess?
There is, because there's multiple different types of strains of influenza that can circulate every year. There's usually one major one, but in the influenza vaccine, there's typically 3 to 4 strains of influenza that the protection is provided against.
That's Robert A. Bednarczyk, a professor of global health at the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University.